Yok, hier, we hopen dat fijn te zijn met alles, je entaat. Je moet zo wat jullie gaan aan, je kunt er gaan aan, je hield wat de mitzvah is, of je is benauw, je plooit boel te schormen en te de kreefers, as you know it. Le gaan aan, je ksiv ois, je zegt de woord oisoi, te maash me zocher, je zegt maash me on je zocher, there's the mitzvah, the loch of ois, of je is benauw, o ksiv benauw, it says the word benauw, te wadash en misha benauw korach acharov. The mashman a kever by the mother, that the kid wraps himself around the mother. If the hooker therefore he holds no bemischron bevin kever, he holds the mitzvah of yes benoi, the gedai the mother and the son he can shech the same day, or else the father and the son he can shech the same day. Omer avuna banchi yomar shmuel hilchus adichananya. It's like a pasul in chananya that this mitzvah applies both to the zocher and to the father and to the mother. For yos the shmuel time, shmuel goes according to his own time. Also, here's the Shmuel Taime. Here's the water tanam. Learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hanelodim min hasus. Whatever is born from a sus, from a horse, lodim min hasus. Afal pi shavim chamor. Because if the mother was a horse, even though the father was a donkey, is mutarm zebizeh. So who must we go after the mother? As long as the mother was a horse." So the kid now is also called a horse, and therefore this horse is about to live with another horse. Avul hanolod min achamor, imanolod min asus asurim. For a behemoth that's born from a donkey is also to live with a behemoth that's born from a horse. That's called klai. That's also. Now this v'yom Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Yehuda Mashmuel says, "Udiv Rabbi Yehuda." These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds the shita. That it's mutter. Avachom and chom say omrim kol mine pray the sachasein. Chom say no. I mean what? So Yehuda says that that's the words of Yehuda. He says what? And alodim minachamor, alodim minasus arosa. But chom say no. Kol mine pray the sachasein. Doesn't make enough gemina. A mule is all mutter. That's whether the father was the horse and the mother was the donkey, or the other way around, doesn't make a bit enough gemina. The mice are the kids a mule, so they're mutter one with another. Yeah, that's what Yehuda Meshmul says. So now, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda, he says, "Ein choshen a zerav." We don't care about the zerav. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Avachom Maimrim, no, that kol mina pray the sachasein, that we are choshel zerav. And therefore, a mule is mutter with another mule, even though by one the mother was a horse, and the other one the mother was a donkey, it doesn't make enough gemina. The Gemara says, man chom, who are these chachomim? They say what? We are choshel zerav, man chachomim? That's Chananyahu. Goes according to Chananyahu. The yom that he holds, choshel zerav, you go boss the zerav. Therefore, by Oysav Yes Benoi, there's the mitzvah also not to shech the father and the kid the same day, because you go after Chosh and Zerav, the father has miyachis after the son by a behema. Yeah. By Rashi Savar, the Dibra Yehuda, the Yom and Chosh and the Fikah Chasurim, Havachom Maimrim, Kulu Matarash Rishneim, Yesh Beis Stodim. Rashi says, Amid the Kori Shmuel Achananya, Bloshni Chachomim, Shamin Esfil Adichos Chachananya, that's the Raya. Since Shmuel says, Chananya is halacha b'teres chachomim. The chom say kol mine pray this achasein. That's the lashon chachomim, and that's Chananya shita that you are choshen zera with the father means something. So therefore, you see Shmuel paskins like Chananya. Yeah. The other Gemara says here, "Makom Chananya the yom choshen zera v'hai ba susia v'chamro v'hai ba chamro v'susia." They're all the same men. Therefore, the kids, a mule is mutter with another mule. Even though the one, the mother was the sus, and the other one, the mother was the chamor, it doesn't make enough gemina. Yechosh nezerav, it's all called one men. Tell me, Mr. Zabirlo, I have a question like this. He boil you. He is L'Reb Yehuda. The ain chosh nezerav is a pshat that should be given. Nifshat shitalei, L'Reb Yehuda, the ain chosh nezerav is a pshat Yehuda also for sure. We do not care about the father. And the main thing is, whatever the mother is, that's what the kid is. That's for sure that way. I do maybe know, Svuki Mistafka, maybe Yehud himself has a suffix, whether Yehoshin is thereof, or you only go west after the mother. And therefore, like we had before, by crime you have to go to Chumra. Is the kid mutter with its mother? Pri Yemei means with the min of its mother. So Yamin, if you're going to tell me now, Mifshat Shitalei, that for sure he holds that you're not Cheshon Zerah, we only go Bosa, whatever the mother was, that's the name of this kid. Therefore, Pri Yemei, Shari. Let's say the mother, the Sus, gives birth to Chamor. So it doesn't make enough Kamina, it'll be mutter with the mother. Because since the mother was a Sus, so it has a lacha like a Sus. And therefore, it'll be mutter. Yeah, but Ella, but if you tell me, no, even according to you, this is a suffix, it's a doubt for him, whether he look at the father or not. So, pre Yemeim, also, it could be the kid with his mother, with the min of his mother, would be also. Since the mother is a horse, and then the kid that came out looks like a chamor, so it could be you are Choshen Zera'av, and therefore maybe it has luck like a chamor here. So therefore this kid would be also to live with a sus. That's Nafkamina. If this kid, where the father was a chamor and the mother was a sus, is this kid muta with another sus? Or maybe no, it's also another sus, because you are Choshen Zera'av l'chumra. So that's a shayla. What's wrong with Yehuda? So what says Toshma coming here? Says Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hanalodim min asus. Anything that's born out of a horse, alfo pi shavim chamor, even though the father was a donkey, mashma, as long as the mother was a horse, mutorm zebezer, the what did the kids are mutter zebezer? Sechidom, what's the case talking about? Sechidomi. You learn if you want to tell me the abu, the high chamor, the abu, the high chamor, so tzrich l'leim, you have to tell me. Like in both cases, it was the mother was the horse, and the father was the donkey, and they lived together, and two of them like that, and the two kids are mutter together, chrub shita. There's no claim here. Whether you are Chosh or you're not Chosh, they have the same parents. El Allah, this is the case talking about the Avu and the High Sus. One case was a pair of horses, the Avu and the High Chamor. And the second horse that gave birth, she gave birth through from a Chamor. That's the case. And still the Qatani says, Mutarim Zev Zev, the two kids are Mutar. So Alma, we see why they Mutar. The Mifshav Shitalei. That for sure, Yehuda holds ain't Choshen Zera'av. We don't care about the father; he's out of the picture. By the Heim, the Ikki Yich is only after the mother. Therefore, in both cases, the mother were horses, so the kids have a shame horse, and therefore these two kids are mutter to live one with another, even though one's father was a donkey, one's father was a sus. So we see clearly it's Mifshav Shitalei. So says, I'm a Mifshav Shitalei. So what's the lemon? That's not the shot over here. Lo liyolam, I tell you really, the avu and the high chamor, the avu and the high chamor. No, it could be both pairs with the same case, that the mother was a horse and the father was a donkey. Well, the karma, that's what he asked. Tzrich lemeim, what's the chiddush? Shachur pshita. Avada the mutter zeh b'zeh. There's no tzad. Even if you cheshne zera, they're both the same min. So what's the tzad to say it's also? So what says yes. Madatem, I would have thought to say, osi tzad desus mishtamish b'tzad chamor. V'tzad chamor mishtamish v'tzad sus. Maybe these two kids, like half of each one of them is made out of a sus, if you choshen is there out, but half is made out of a chamor. So maybe they live together, it's considered like the sus is coming on a chamor, and the chamor is coming on a sus. Maybe I would have thought to say that they're both minim, and it should be yosa. Kamashim will know that the mice is one animal, and this animal is made out of a sus and a chamor, a mule, and the second one is also a mule. So kamashim will know that mutezeb, maybe that's the chiddush. You could be even contributed, maybe Yis Choshen is Zerav, and the other one in Mutter because they both have the same appearance. Same type. Toshma coming here, it says of Yudah, Mehudi says, Predo on Yuel, Predo. Yeah, Predo Shetovo, a Predo wants to live with another animal, is a Marvin Ole Loy Sus, he can't let a Sus live with him, Yule. Loi chamor, you can't put a donkey with a mule. Elamina, just you have to take another min. So another min, we take another mule. You can let one mule live with another mule. Now, v'yamna, if you're going to tell me, mifshap shitalei, that you tell me what, that according to Yehuda, for sure, you're not choshen zera'av, the main thing is only what the mother is. If so, lirova olo, mina d'ima. Let's just take a look what this kid's mother was. Whatever the mother was, that's what the kid is called. And then the kid will be mutter with another one. If the mother was a sus, the kid should be mutter with another sus. What did I have another mule for? This mule should be mutter with a sus. So But it could be the loyadina mina dima. Talking about case, we don't know what the mother was. We just have a mule here, and we don't know what the mother was. The mother was a sus or a chamorah. So that's why he only let her live with another min. So Mora says, yeladina mina dima ma nihi. We don't know what the mother was. The more of a whore, elamina katonis. Clearly, he only live with the same min. Elamina rashi kolayma achivod lachom yezim min hu. So Mora says, hokikoma, mashmi, you know what the min of the mother was. So Mora says, no hokikoma. E mavina le loy min sus, loy min chamor. You can't let this kid live with a horse or live with a donkey. Because we don't know what its mother is, we don't know what its mother was. But since we don't know what its mothers were, that this kid can't live with either one. So it could be Taka, he owns eight Cheshon Zera, we don't know. Now the Gemara says, the live to come be Simonim. Why don't we look at the simon of the animal itself to see clearly what it was? The Yom Rabbi Yabai says, Ove Koyle, if it has a thick voice, then Bar Chamra. You have to know Bar Chamra, the mother was a donkey. Bar Chamra, the Imo is a Chamra. Son of Koyle, Rosh Hashanah, if it's a clear voice, yeah, then Bar Susi, that's right, the mother was a sus. So, let's look at the simon of this kid, how it makes noise. And Yomra Papa, Rabbi Vin Udnei, if it's big, its ears, Vezutra Gnevisa, its tail is short, Bachamra, it's also proof to say its mother was a donkey. Zutra Nudnei, the ears are short, for Rabbi Gnevusei, and if its tail is long, Basus, that's a symbol to say the mother was a horse. So let's look at this kid and we'll know what the mother was. So again, it should be Mutter with that type. So Marin says, Hokumayas Kinon, be alimto vigedemis. Balimto gedemis means you don't have it. Rashi says gedemis means miznovim miznaim. It's cut off. It doesn't have ears. It doesn't have the tail. The tail and the ears are cut off. And also the limtus, it can't talk. So it's an animal that doesn't have any simonim. You can't tell. So Mor still says we're not pushing our shayla. So Mor says my heavy law. What's the maskana though? What's pshan of Yuda? Does he hold for sure that you don't care about the father? Or maybe it's only a soft according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Toshima, the Yomer Afuna Breit Rabbi Yeshua, Hakol Moed, everybody agrees, the Pri Imoeim Shosa. Everybody agrees that the kid with his mother Takwitz also. So who you see, you are Cheshon Zerav. Because even though the kid, this kid knows also live with the mother, let's say, was a Sus. But the father was a Chamoira. The father was a Chamor. So now, this kid now is also to live with a sus. Shmamina clearly, you see clearly from this then, that Svuki Mesaf Kalei Shmamini, you see clearly according to Yehuda, it's a suffix, whether you question for the father or not. Therefore, in this case, where the kid's a mule, so the kid is not mutter to live on the same type of his mother. But Adra B'chur could only live with another min, the same type of another mule. So you see clearly, even according to Yehuda, there's a time to say you are afraid of the father. It's not purely you go after the mother. Oh, Malay Ravada Lishmaya, Ravada Rav Abba said to his servant, Imalusli, could a nice brisbuka, if you bring me in, could nice you bring me in a mule? Yeah. Imalusli, could nice a brisbuka, when you put the mules together, in his carriage, like to make it go, to move his carriage. Ayin lahanich the dam ladodi. Make sure you take two mules that look alike, that they shouldn't be klayim. V'yail and bring them in. Let them all pull together. Salma, what do we see? Kesavri holds ain cheshon lezerav, that he holds you're not afraid of what the father is. Rashi says what the dam ladodi means. Bas naim of a zonah. They should have the same tail. They should have the same ears. Mishemining beklayim. So kesavri and cheshon they'll be klayim. B'nei ha-chamaro or b'nei ha-susia. D'i choyshishin kulun shoven sheva kulun yesh be'stodim. So see clearly he holds Alma k'sover eini na choyshish for the zerav. And therefore you have to make sure that the kid is the same min as its mother. Because if you hold choyshish in the zerav, then there's no nachimina. Any mule is mutter with another mule. Doesn't make a nachimina if one, the mother was a sus and the father was a chamor, and the other was the opposite way. The other was a chamor with a sus. Doesn't make a nachimina. If he holds Cheshon Zerav. But since here we're Zmaka to make sure to take two mules that both mothers were the same type, since he clearly heals, it goes so ain chesh mezerav. You only go boss of the mother, so the mule has to both be from the same type of mothers. Al-Maksavrin chesh mezerav. Now the Gemara says, for Simonim, the Raisin and Trua was saying he could go boss of Simonim.